what I'd like you to do is open up to the beginning of Vizos HaBracha, which is Perek Lamed Gimel of Sefer Dvarim. And we're going to look at the Psukim Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. These three Psukim are an introduction to the Bracha. The Bracha is going to begin with Pasuk Vav, and the introduction, as we'll soon see in the Ramban, is meant to answer the following question: why is it that Klal Yisrael deserve this Bracha? We would say, are Klal Yisrael Ru'uyim LeBracha? And these three Psukim form a unit in which the Torah answers the question why we deserve the Bracha. And the first of the three Psukim ends with the words Yisami Dabrosecha, which are very difficult words to translate literally, but Yisami Dabrosecha I believe means they carry with them a dibur. Now, that's a funny kind of phrase when you translate it to English. They carry a certain statement or a declaration with them. But I think the way the Ramban interprets it, it means there's a constancy about a certain declaration. And that constancy, in a continuous way, we make this declaration that reflects the nature of Klal Yisrael. So what are we carrying with us? And what declaration are we putting forward? And the answer to that question comes in Pasuk Dalet. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. This is a declaration that's on our lips constantly. Every Jew makes that statement on an ongoing basis. The key words here are Torah and Tziva, because Torah, which embodies 613 mitzvos, means 613 obligations, commands that we have to fulfill. So basically, what we are declaring on a regular basis, and this is something we teach our children, as we'll see in the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah, from the very moment they learn how to speak, and a Jew continuously recites this declaration over and over again until death do us part, and that is that we were commanded the Torah and all the mitzvahs therein. That's what we call Kabbalah HaTorah. But it's interesting, and this is what the Ramban is going to pick up on the end of Pasuk Dalet, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. It's a legacy that's passed on to all our generations. Kilos Yaakov is a reference to the metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael that spans all generations. But that's only half the story. The other half of the story is Pasuk Hey. Vayehi Yishurun Melech. There's a king amongst Israel. Yishurun is a reflection of Kilos Yaakov, and Melech is a reference to the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The king resides in Yeshurim amongst Kilas Yaakov. But now we have to ask ourselves the question, and that's, I think, in the space between the Reisha of Pasuk Hei and the Sefer of Pasuk Hei, in the space between the word Melech and the word Bis'asev, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech? How does he become the Melech? You know, we just experienced Rosh Hashanah, the essence of which is Malchus. And the Torah's answer to that question is Bis'asef Rashayom, the Rashayom represent the nation, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, together all the Shvatim in Israel, then and only then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. So what's going on in these psukim is the unique role and responsibility of Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah and declares Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. These are the commands that we have to accept and pass on through the generations, Barasha Kilos Yaakov, and we accept Hashem as our King. So we have two different Kabbalahs over here. We have one Kabbalah of Hashem as the King. Well, now that we accept Hashem as the King, we're ready to hear what the King has to tell us. What are the mandates and the commands of the King? And that's called Kabbalah Satorah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Kehilas Yaakov, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. So I want to read to you two lines in the Ramban towards the end of the paragraph of his commentary in Pasuk He on the Pasuk of Vayehi Bishurud Melech, and then I want to go back to the beginning of the Ramban. Vehine Hizkir Ki Hashem Shochein B'Yisra. The answer to the question as why is what makes the Jewish people unique and they deserve the bracha, is the answer is Hashem Shochein B'Yisrael. That's Vayehi Bishurin Melech. The Melech is B'Yisurin. That's where he resides. Vehine Kiblu Toraso, that was Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. U'Malchuso, that's Bis'asef Rosheyam. But the Ramban says that the Kabbalah's HaTorah and the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, both together, are kol shivteim yachad aleihem. It's all the factions, if you will, all the tribes of Israel together. Please underline the word yachad. Yachad shivtei Yisrael, says the Ramban. And that Kabbalah of A, the Torah, and B, the Malchus of Hashem, which was Shivteyam Yachad, is Aleihem V'Alzaram L'Dorosam. Says the Ramban, it's not just a Kabbalah that's limited to those who were there at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, and they accepted the Torah, they accepted the Malchus Shemayim, but it's L'Dorosam, it's for all generations. We have to see how this works. In Cain, now we know, Heinam Ru'uyim Lebracha. Now we have the answer to the question why they deserve the special bracha. Because each Shevet is part of a greater whole, and that greater whole, that great body, accepts upon itself Torah, which means the mitzvos, and the Malchus of Hashem, Aleihem V'alzaram L'darosam, for all the generations. So if you ask the question, why Hashem chose this nation, what makes this nation unique? A, says the Ramban, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochein B'Yisrael, the close intimate relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. But not only that, number two, it's the Kabbalah of Torah and the Malchus Shamayim Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And here in Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, the Ramban embellishes it. Says the Ramban, Kishehem Asuyim Aguda Achas. When is it meaningful to accept the Torah, to accept the Malchus Shamayim, only when they are one indivisible entity? Lafuki Mai, what's he coming to exclude? V'lo Kishehem Asuyim Agudas Agudos. Not when they're splintered into different factions. And then the Ramban goes on and he mentions various drashos of Chazal. Yidrishu Shahaya Melech Aleihem. Why is HaKadosh Baruch the King over the Jewish nation? Mit nation is Asvu V'yachtov Kulam Kiblu Malchus Aleihem. Only when they gather together and as one, as we said before, unit, indivisible, aguda achas, they accepted upon themselves malchus shamayim, then it's vayehi bishur melech, v'chein yia morash akilas Yaakov. And the Ramban says that when the Torah says in the previous pasuk, morash akilas Yaakov with respect to Kabbalah HaTorah, there too, it's kihilos Yaakov, it's the entire kihila together as one indivisible entity, baguda achas. So if we read the Ramban, we see clearly that Kabbalas O Malchus Al Yedei Klal Yisrael was done at the moment that they would be Yachad. And now the Ramban continues, and he quotes a pasuk in Tanakh to prove that Kaviyochol Kiso Mevusas L'mala Bizman Shisrael Asuyim Agud Achas. When is the holy throne of the King of Kings set in a very firm foundation? Only when Yisrael become Agud Achas and they accept the Malchus. Again, Kaviyochol, it means the Malchus of Hashem, when God sits on His throne, is dependent on Klal Yisrael accepting Him as a Melech, and that in turn is only possible when it's going to be Yachad Shifte Yisrael, when we're Agud Achas. And the Ramban then quotes a pasuk in Tanakh, Nemar Habone b'shamayim alosav, God establishes up in the heavens His kingship, Vagudaso al Eretz Yisod, but only when there's an aguda, there's a unit here on the ground, on the land. And that's Vayehi Bishur Melech Bis'asei Frashayom. It's only Vayehi Bishur Melech when it's Bis'asei Frashayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. So we need Yachad Shivtei Yisrael for two things. For Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, because without the Yachad in Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, there won't be a revealed a crown or a throne of Hashem, the Malchus Shamayim. And when, says the Ramban, is the Kisei of Shamayim, the Malchus of Shamayim, Mevusas, that's only when Klal Yisrael, Baguda Achas, accepts the Malchus Shamayim. Unbelievable Yisod here, Rabosai. Very hard for us to understand, but some concepts are not always understood rationally. We're talking about establishing the Malchus Shamayim in the heavens, and that's contingent upon the Malchus Shamayim down here, Baguda Achas, as accepted by Klal Yisrael. So it comes out according to the Ramban that this Aguda Achas becomes a condition not only in the Malchus Shamayim, but also in Kabbalah HaTorah, because the Ramban says, V'chein yia morash akilus Yaakov, that the same thing applies with regard to morash akilus Yaakov, that it's got to be Baguda Achas, there's got to be a Kabbalah together, Baguda Achas of Malchus Shamayim, and only then there's Kabbalah HaTorah. But if we look at the Psukim again, take a look at the Psukim and be very careful about it. If the first Pasuk, meaning Pasuk Dalid, is Kabbalah HaTorah, and Hey, the second Pasuk that follows, is Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim, then it's very interesting that the words Yachad Shifte Yisrael appear in the second pasuk with regard to Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. The Torah in pasuk Dalid with regard to Kabbalas HaTorah omits any mention of Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. I mean, the Ramban says it's implicit in the words Morash Akilas Yaakov, but it's certainly not explicit therein. And not only that, when it comes to the Ramban's Aleim V'Alzaram L'Dorosom, that the Kabbalah is passed on throughout the generations, that pasuk appears in Dalid with regard to Kabbalah Satorah, Morasha Kiles Yaakov, we don't find any emphasis on Kehilos Yaakov, meaning the transmission throughout the generations with regard to Pasuk Hey, with regard to the Kabbalah of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, of Malchus Shamayim. So again, Rabosai, in the Seder HaPsukim, the Ramban sees these two Psukim as one unit, the first of which is Kabbalah Satorah, the second is Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim, but yet, in the Lashon HaPsukim, in the Mikra, we see something very strange. The element of passing on this Kabbalah and imposing it on all generations is emphasized in the first case of Morashi Kilis Yaakov Kabbalah Satorah, whereas the emphasis on Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that the Kabbalah must be Baguda Achas, that we find in Pasuk Hey with regard to Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. And it's a Dovra Matmiya, we want to understand why that is so. In order to understand that, perhaps we want to compare Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim to Kabbalah Satorah. So we want to try to understand the way these psukim are formulated. And we're going to begin our analysis with a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag. The Rambam counts Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim as one of the Taryag Mitzvos, and it's derived from the Pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the obligation to accept Hashem as our Melech. And the Rambam codifies that and incorporates it into the Taryag Mitzvah. The Bahag, Baal Halachas Gedolos. I'm sorry, just the opposite. I got it right, sorry. I'm a little bit discombobulated. And the Bahag leaves it out of the Taryag Mitzvah. And the Rambam in the Shrushim attacks the Bahag. How could you possibly leave out the most important mitzvah, and all the other mitzvahs are predicated on that one single mitzvah? If you don't have Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus Shamayim, then obviously you don't have the rest of the Torah. So therefore, Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus Shamayim is the Ikar mitzvah. You know, if you had to classify one mitzvah as primary, it would certainly be Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus Shamayim. So why does the Bahag choose to leave out Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim Anochi Hashem Elokecha from the Taryag? Again, there's one point in favor of the Bahag, and that is the Torah doesn't command you B'lashon Tzivui. There's no Losaseh, there's no Essay. The Torah declares Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but where's the mitzvah? You know, there doesn't seem to be any Lashon Tzivui here, any mitzvah in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, tries to defend the Bahag. Why does the Bahag choose to omit the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha from the Minyan Taryak? Says the Ramban, Hanira midaito shel bal halachos, she'ein Minyan Taryak mitzvos el gzerosov. The mitzvah means the decree or the mandate of Hashem. Shegazar aleinu lasos, that's the positive man, mitzvah. O man anu shalonasa, that's the losasa. Aval ha'emuna b'mitziuso, but the belief in the existence of God. Shahodia osa aleinu b'osos uvimosim, that God has revealed to us through osos uvimosim uvigili shchina leinenu. Hu ha'ikar v'ashoresh, Shemimenu noldu amitzvos. This is the source and the root of all the other mitzvos. So in other words, it's only when we have the belief in the existence of God then and only then is it meaningful to receive the mitzvah. So you can't count in the Tariag mitzvos the belief in Hashem. The belief in Hashem is the Iker and the Shoresh. V'lo yimone b'cheshbon. It's not included in the calculation. So the calculation of the mitzvos only becomes meaningful when there is a belief in Hashem. We accept Hashem, now we're ready to hear His mitzvos. But we cannot count the belief in Hashem as a mitzvah. And the Ramban quotes a Medrash in Mechilta on the Pasuk Lo Yilech Elohim Acherim Al Ponai Lama Nemar L'fishu Omer Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Mashal Melech Shenichnas Medina. A king comes into a country. Amru Lo Avodov, and the servants of the king, they come in front of the king. Gezor aleinu gzeros, you are our king. Now it's time to decree and mandate all your commands. Amar lehem, wait a minute, la. The king says, you're not ready for that yet. Kishikiblu malchusai, first you have to accept my malchus, then and only then exar aleinu gzerosai. First you accept my malchus, my kingship, you accept me as your sovereign ruler, then and only then will I begin to command you, will I legislate all the mandates. She'im malchusai eino mekablim, if you don't accept my malchus, gzerosai heich mekaimin, how can you possibly fulfill and implement my mandates? First you have to accept me as a king. And the Mechilta goes on and says in the Nimshal, kach omar amokom li Yisrael, and again I'm reading from the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, accept upon yourselves the belief in God, and then lo yelecha Elohim Elohim achirim al panai, then you're ready for my first gzera, which means that you cannot worship any other God. Aniu shekibaltem aleichem malchusai b'mitzrayim, first you accepted the malchus Hashem b'mitzrayim, and now kishem shekibaltem malchusai, once you've accepted my kingship, kablu gzerosai, now you're ready for lo yelecha, for my first gzera. And we understand from the Ramban that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, is the prerequisite, it's the introduction and the foundation upon which all the mitzvahs are based. You can only accept the mitzvahs and the tzivuyim and the gzeres of Hashem if and when you've accepted Malchus Shamayim. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense, according to the Mahag, to count this mitzvah amongst the Taryak, because all the Taryak mitzvahs are meaningless unless first you accept the Malchus Shamayim. So the mitzvahs are the gzeros, and the prerequisite, the introduction, is going to be Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. So the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not counted in the Taryag. Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim is one step before the Taryag mitzvahs. And now we understand why this mitzvah is formulated in a different way than all the others. It doesn't say, B'lashon Tzivui, believe in God, accept God. But rather it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And perhaps we could even go a step further and say that Klal Yisrael, Mitzar Atzmam, on their own initiative, have to accept the Shamayim, accept the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch. Maybe it's not even a Havamin, it's not even possible to obligate Klal Yisrael to accept Malchus Shamayim. The nature of Malchus Shemayim, it's got to be a Kabbalah, Mirtzonam, Mi'atzvam. If they don't accept upon themselves, O Malchus Shemayim, then there's no possibility of Tzivui. So Tzivui means a mandate, whether you like it or not, it's against your will. But first, you have to be Makabal Malchus Shemayim. That's a precondition. From then on, it's all it's all compulsory, it's all imposed upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael because they accepted Malchus Shamayim. All the mitzvos are empowered and activated by the fact that Hashem is the king who is the sovereign ruler that rules over Klal Yisrael, and therefore they have to implement and obey his commands. But first, they have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. And let's get back to our original question. We were asking about the two psukim and the lashonas of the two psukim, Dalet and Hey. We saw in Pasuk Dalet, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, which is said in a Lashon Tzivui, right? Torah Tziva Lanu. That's a reference to Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Torah is the Tariq Mitzvos, those are the Gzeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can be formulated in Lashon Tzivui, the Pasuk Vayibishur and Melech, which the Ramban identifies as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, is not formulated as a mandate, as a tzivui. And the reason is because it's a lashon that Klal Yisrael have accepted by Vayehi Bishur Melech. We're describing what happened, that Klal Yisrael were Makabal Al Atzmam Malchusa, Vayehi Bishur Melech. Because Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is completely antithetical to tzivui, to command them. The Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim by definition has to come through ratzon. It has to be self-motivated. And if that be the case, we can begin to understand why Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is not formulated here in Pasuk Hey with the lashon of Doros Haboim. It doesn't say in the Pasuk anything about the future generations. It just says Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. But the Morasha element of passing on the Kabbalah of Kilis Yaakov for all the generations, Lo'olamim, that's only formulated with regard to Kabbalah Sator, but not with regard to Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. And the answer is because Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim has to come miratzon. You know, the Melech is asking, first be Mekabel my Malchus, and then we can talk about the Xeros. That's not something that you could impose upon future generations. Every individual has to accept for himself the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, one person, Reuven, cannot accept upon Shimon a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Everyone individually has to accept upon itself. Again, we haven't yet answered the following question. The Ramban interprets that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is a Kabbalah Al Atzmo Meludoros Haboyim. You know, we know that the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim somehow is imposed upon all generations. Again, the Torah doesn't write that explicitly because every individual mirtzono must accept upon himself Ol Malchus Shamayim. But yet, the Ramban does say explicitly, and again we'll reread the key words in the Ramban, Kiblu Toroso Umalchuso Aleyem V'alzaram L'dorosom. Even the Malchus of Shamayim, they accepted for all their descendants that followed them. And how is that possible? We just finished saying that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim has to be Mirtzono Al Atzmo, it cannot be Al Acherim. And the answer, I believe, comes from the Pasuk Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Right? We asked the question before, why is it that in Pasuk Hey, with regard to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the Torah emphasizes Yachad Shiftei Yisrael? You know, we don't find that emphasis with regard to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe in the previous Pasuk, even though that too was Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And the answer is that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, but not in Mitzvah Se'alf, but in Lota Sehei, quotes a Medrash. Amar Lahem Emloch Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, should I rule over you? Amru lo hein hein. Yes, we're ready for it. You be our king. Rebbe Omer lo dia shvachan shel Yisrael. This reveals, says Rebbe, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Kshekshe amdu kulam lifnei Har Sinai lekabelas haTorah. When Klal Yisrael stood together at Har Sinai to receive the Torah, hishvu kulam leiv echad lekabel malchus shamayim besimcha. They all came together b'leiv echad as one entity to receive malchus shamayim besimcha. The kabbalas hamalchus hazeh shekiblu b'Sinai hu b'emes midibur anochi. So Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim was done by Klal Yisrael, Yachad, as one entity, as one unit, And once they accepted this Kabbalah as a nation, that is what Malchus is all about. Ein melech below am. There's no such thing as a king without a following nation. A nation that follows and accepts his kingship. Once Klal Yisrael will makabel Malchus Shemayim as a nation, not each individual as a yachid, then there was a Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, there was a true, genuine Kabbalah's Malchus that sets up HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal as the Melech. Because Ein Melech below Am. So we understand why the Torah has to emphasize the word Yachad with regard to Kabbalah's whole Malchus Shemayim. It's got to be Hishvu Kulam Levecha L'Kabal Malchus Shemayim, says the Rabban, based on the Medrash of Chazal. Because Ein Melech below Am, so it's got to be the entire Am as one entity that accepts the king and his Malchus. That's going to be Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. But here, with regard to Kabbalah's Malchus, it's going to be Lidoras HaBoyim, says the Ramban. The Torah doesn't emphasize that the way it did with regard to Kabbalah's HaTorah. And the answer is very simple, because Kabbalah's Am Yisrael is relevant, is activated Lidoras HaBoyim automatically. Me'leah. And why is that? Because any Jew throughout any generation who is part of Klal Yisrael is part of that nation that accepted HaKadosh Baruch as a Melech. Hashem is Molech on this nation, and that includes all the future generations, says the Ramban, because anyone who has the shame of Klal Yisrael is a member of Klal Yisrael, Mimela, automatically he's included in the Kabbalah of the nation as a nation. The Torah didn't even have to mention that there was a special Kabbalah Lidoros. There was no need for a special Kabbalah Lidoros. The Kabbalah was Yachad Shiftei Yisrael as a collective entity, as a tzibur, as Knesset Yisrael. Anyone for any generations who's part of Klal Yisrael is included Mimela in that Yachad, and therefore there's no need to emphasize Lidoros HaBoyim. So Kabbalah's Malchuso is not feasible unless the nation as a whole be Yachad on the Kabbal O Malchus Shemayim. It's the nation that's setting up the Melech as the Melech. So therefore the Torah emphasizes Yachad Shiftei Yisrael in Pasuk Hey with regard to Kabbalah's Malchuso. The whole essence of Kabbalah's Malchuso is the Am, the nation as a nation, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. But in the previous Pasuk Dalid, with regard to the Tzivuyei HaTorah, with regard to the Mitzvos HaTorah, Torah Tzivah Lot of Moshe 6:13, there it's meaningful to have a Kabbalah L'chol Echad B'Nifrad. Every single individual is Mekabel and commits himself to Kabbalah HaTorah, and therefore it doesn't say Yachad. And now we get back to the previous Pasuk Gimel, Yisa Midabro Secha, which leads into Torah Tzivah Lot of Moshe. The Ramban says that Yisa Midabro Secha is the clarion call of the Jewish people that's repeated constantly in Torah Tziva Lono Moshe. And by sheer association, we're reminded of the Gemara in Masech de Brachos on Daf Chaf. And the Gemara addresses the question as to whether Ketanim are obligated in Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim in Kriyat Shema. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there establishes that Ketanim Pturim Kriyat Shema. And here we have a controversy between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Afilu Ketanim Shigiyu L'Chinuch, they're not obligated in Kriyat Shema. It means that the father has to teach the son Kriyat Shema. That we'll see in Masechta Sukkah. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Braisa brought down in Masechta Sukkah says, Katan Hayodeh L'Daber Oviv Malamdo Torah, and that refers to the Torah Tzivalon of Moshe, U'pasag Rishon Shel Kriyat Shema. So Tosfos says, you see clearly that there's a chiyuv on Ketanim to read Kriyat Shema, and therefore Tosfos says that when the Mishnah in Brachos says Ketanim Pturim Kriyat Shema, it's referring to Ketanim Shelo Higiyu L'Chinuch Pturim Kriyat Shema, Higiyu L'Chinuch Hayovim. But apparently the answer to Tosfos' Kasha is that the Gemara in Sukkah is focusing on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The father exclusively is obligated to teach Torah to his son. This is not a chiyuv that's imposed upon his son. And the Gemara and the Brisa in Sukkah is addressing the issue of Talmud Torah, the Chiyuv of the father, whereas the Mishnah in Brachos is addressing the status of the Katan and his obligations. And as Rashi says, the Ketanim, even though they are mature and they reach the level of Chinuch, they are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It's a special halacha. It was difficult to impose on the Ketanim a chayiv of Kriyat Shema. And this, I think, is what the Gaon is really pointing out in Or HaChaim Siman Ayin, when he says about Tosfos's kasha on Rashi. He says that, says the Gaon, that which it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Katna Yodel Adaber Oviz Malamdo Torah, Upasag Rishon Shel Kriyat Shema. And this is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He brings down the Pasuk from our Parsha, Torah Tzivolon of Moshe, and Kriyat Shema Shema Yisrael. Says the Gaon, that Gemara in Sukkah is not referring to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah Talmud Torah begins with these two psukim, which the father has to teach his son. As far as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is concerned, it doesn't mean that the child is obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and as Rashi would have it, the katan, even if he's gil chinuch, is potter from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But let's get back for a moment to this halacha in the Brisa and Sukkah, the way the Gaon understood it, that Katan sheyodeh ledaber oviv melamdo, his father teaches him these two psukim, Torah tzivolon Moshe and Shema Yisrael, and that's part and parcel of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, that's the kickoff, the beginning of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. How do we know, why is it sensible and logical that the first things we teach our child under the mitzvah Talmud Torah are these two psukim, Torah Tzivolon Moshe and Shema Yisrael? And it would seem that according to the Ramban at least, the source for this is this pasuk Yisa Midabrusecha. And the Ramban writes on Yisa Midabrusecha, She Yisa Tomid V'yomar. Let's go back to the Ramban. She Yisa Tomid V'yomar. In other words, there's an absolute continuity and consistent and constancy in the recitation or the declaration of this pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilus Yaakov. That's the Yisam Midabrochus, as we said at the outset, that defines the Jewish people as a unique nation, that on a constant basis, Tamid, they should declare Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And then in the very next pasuk, we have Vayhi Bishur Melech, which Ramban identifies as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the Yisa Midabrusecha, Yisa Tamid, now relates to both of these dimensions, the Kabbalah of Torah, which is Torah Tzivolon of Moshe, and the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, which is Vayhi Bishur Melech. Or in another form, it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It makes absolute sense, therefore, that when the father kicks off his mitzvah Talmud Torah, the first thing he wants to teach his son are the two yesodos of being a Jew, namely Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol Torah. And the Ramban back in Parshas Ekev on the pasuk Limanetem Osum Es Bneichem again emphasizes this constancy. He says, "V'kan ad shiyilmedu osam v'yedu v'yavino osam v'tameim l'daber imam bam b'chol ha'itim." This means that we have to speak in Divrei Torah at b'chol eis v'chol u'b'chol shah on a constant basis. And the Rabbi continues to say, v'chein hosif kan kimea shemayim al aretz shehu l'dar doros. That for all generations there will be Torah. How do we guarantee that there will be Torah for all generations, says the Ramban? It's because we teach the Torah to the Jewish children, l'daber imam bam b'chol ha'itim. The way that we can convert the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to an absolute success and guarantee that for all generations, the olamim, there will be Torah and a dedication to the Torah, study of Torah, is ledaber bam tamid b'chol eis. That's how there'll be ashrasha, you know, it goes down into the roots of the child and it becomes something that's almost in the DNA structure that'll be passed on as a tradition, as a legacy throughout all generations. That's the yom ha-tamid of Yisa Midabrusecha that refers to both Torah Tzivolonu and Shema Yisrael. Both will be fulfilled by teaching the children these two psukim. And again, as I said before, that sheds a light on why these two psukim were chosen to be the first psukim that the father teaches his child. Because this defines the Torah, this defines the Jewish nation, this guarantees that the Torah will be miskayim l'dori doros. And the Ramban, here at the beginning of his Osa Bracha, when he asks the question about why does the Torah spell out Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim more than all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, Vayhi Bishurim Melech, says Ramban, Hinei Hizkir HaTorah B'chlal U'Malchus Shemayim B'frat Shekol HaModeh B'Malchus Shemayim Kofer B'Avad HaZorah U'Modeh B'chol HaTorah Kula. So that when we embrace Malchus Shemayim through that Kabbalah, we accept the entire Torah. It means we begin to see that Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah's HaTorah are really two parts of one whole. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah actually incorporates at its very outset, at its very beginning, this study, if you will, of Kriyat Shema of Kabbalah, Sol Malchus Shemayim, and Torah Tziv Elohim Moshe, the significance of Torah. And if we can impress our children with the principle of Torah Tziv Elohim Moshe, that we should be medaber b'divrei Torah b'chol eis tamid, then and only then we can guarantee that our Kabbalah Satorah will continue for all generations. It means that Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Satorah is really the handle through which we can guarantee the entire future of Knesset Yisrael Dorei Doros for all of infinity, for all of eternity. And therefore, we could establish that the source for the conclusion of the Gemara, that the father should teach these two psukim, Torah Tziva and Shema Yisrael, as soon as the child is capable of speech, the source is our pasuk Yisa Midabro Secha, again the word Dibur in this pasuk, which incorporates both of these two. And now we understand that Tosus has no objection on Rashi. Rashi would certainly admit, as the Gemara establishes in Sukkah, that it's the father's obligation to teach his son Shema Yisrael. That's because Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim is the handle, is the opening through which we can accept Torah for all generations. Torah will be taught and be spoken for all generations, and therefore the key of keys is the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that's all included on the Yisa Midabro Secha. But as far as the Gemara and Brachas, the Mishnah Brachas is concerned, that's a different question about the strict and literal legislation of who's obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's a whole different story, and Rashi certainly is free to maintain the position that for whatever reason it was, there was no obligation imposed upon a katan even when he reaches the age of chinuch. The only question I think we're left with now is based on the Ramban's elucidation of all the midrashim, in which he concludes that Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is unique and it's different than all the mitzvos. It's the introduction and it's the root of all mitzvos, the foundation of all mitzvos. And only when Klal Yisrael Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, only then does it make any sense. Is it meaningful to be mitzvah them in all the other mitzvos, which are all gzeros? What is the Medrash trying to convey over here when, according to the Ramban's interpretation, it's got to be mirtzonam? They can only accept the Gzera after it's Malcham, it's their Melech, they've accepted the Melech. Perhaps on a deeper level, we can understand the Ramban and shed a light on this Ramban based on the famous Gra in Aderes Eliyahu, when he says, Ki Lashem HaMelucha U'Moshel Bagoyim. There are two words here that have to be emphasized. There's Melucha and there's Memshala, and the difference is fundamental, says the Gaon. Melucha is Miratzon Ha'am, Memshala is Bal Karcham. Melucha is a kind of a democracy where the officials are elected by the people based on their will, the will of the people. Memshala, on the other hand, is the totalitarian state in which the citizens are compelled to obey the law and accept the Malchus. Klal Yisrael accepted Malchus Shemayim Mirtzonam, and that's called Malucha, because they accepted God's sovereign rulership out of their own free will. Therefore, they can establish a Malucha. He, God, with a capital H, becomes the Melech. The Goyim, on the other hand, never accepted God Mirtzonam. It was always Kaf Aleihem. And therefore, as far as the Umos HaOlam, God is considered a Moshel, not a Melech. Therefore, Kabbalas HaTorah was only made possible through Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim Beratzon on the part of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not give the Torah to Klal Yisrael until finally we mekabel Malchuso Beratzon. Now we have a situation of Malucha. Now God can legislate and impose all the 613 upon us. But first and foremost, we need a Kabbalas Malchuso Miratzon in order to establish a Malucha. Hashem is now the Melech. The Melech can take the ball and run with it and now impose 613 different mandates and commandments. We might want to ask the question, what would have been had Klal Yisrael not accepted upon themselves the Malchus Hashem Miratzon? Are we saying, therefore, that it wouldn't have been Shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? And the deeper part of our question is, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the Kabbalah Mirtzonam of Klal Yisrael, become the Moshel, Memshala, against their will, and then impose upon Klal Yisrael the Tariq Mitzvahs? But keep in mind, and this is something that we've discussed in the past, the Ramban in Parshas Hazino establishes that Klal Yisrael, according to the strict law of justice of Midas HaDin, were meant to remain in Golos. And they would only be saved and spared from Golos because of Lulei Kas Oyev, etc., etc. The Ramban explains that the Taina here is that since the purpose of creation is that man should recognize God as the creator and express gratitude and appreciate Hashem for creating, had Yisrael remained in the Golos, the Ramban explains, then the purpose of creation would never have been achieved. It's only when Yisrael can recognize and acknowledge God, then through that Hakoras HaBore, the purpose of the entire Bria is achieved. And therefore, Klal Yisrael recognize Hashem, they become Krovim Elov Mikol HaAmin, and through Klal Yisrael, the purpose of the Bria reaches its fulfillment, its fruition. The entire Bria is for Hakoras HaBore. And basically, every creature that was created should declare Briosecha Nachtu, all the creatures, all the Brios, Briosecha Nachtu. If Yisrael would not be Mekabel Malchus Shomayim Mirtzonam, if everything would be imposed upon them as a Moshel, then they would never come to recognize Briosecha Anachnu. All the mitzvahs they would have to be Mekayim out of compulsion. Kemisha Kofo Sheit, as if some sort of demon was forcing them. And then the Tachlis of the Bria would be completely undermined. The Tachlis of the Bria is dafka when Klal Yisrael accept Malchus Shamayim and they declare Briosecha Anachnu. They appreciate Hashem. That's Hashem as a Melech, and that's Malucha. If it had been Memshala, then the Tachlis of the Bria would not have been achieved, because Klal Yisrael would not have come to the deep understanding and acknowledgement of Briosecha Anachnu. So when Klal Yisrael and Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim, that sets up the possibility of all the mitzvahs. Anytime a Jew fulfills a mitzvah, every Maisa mitzvah is a reflection and emanation of the Kabbalas O Malchusho, you are our Melech, and therefore I am going to fulfill your Gzerah, because this is the monarch, this is the decree of the monarch. And if that be the case, Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim has to be Miratzon, but what level of Ratzon is it? There could be many, many different levels. There's more profound Ratzon and less profound Ratzon. And all this is going to have an impact on our asiyas mitzvahs. If we have a deep and profound ratzon for Hashem to be the melech, then our mitzvahs are that much more meaningful, and they are on a much higher level of yedias elokim, of knowing and recognizing Hashem as our creator. B'yosech anachnu, we are your bria. So really what the Medrash, when it says in the name of Rebbe, we quoted it earlier, lo diya shvachan shal Yisrael sheksha omdu kulam fe har Sinai v'kabal satorah hishvu kulam biyachad l'kabal malchus shamayim. And then Rebbe adds the word besimcha. We begin to understand why besimcha, because this knowledge of God and this acceptance of God as our sovereign king, if it's coming from a very deep part of our soul, if it's a profound Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim on the highest level, then it's going to be besimcha. It's really natural for us, more than anything else, that's what we want, to accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Shamayim. And that's why the Ramban emphasizes that Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim has to be Baguda Achas. The Aguda Achas element, the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, signifies the fact that Klal Yisrael recognized B'yosech Anachdu, you created us, and they will project that and publicize the name of Hashem, of Shmo Yisbarach, in this world on a deeper and deeper level, and it's going to be constant. And that's going to establish the Kisei Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shamayim Kaviyachol. In other words, what we're emphasizing is not just the beginning of Kabbalah Salah Moshram, that one moment, but we're talking about this revelation, so to speak, or expression of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim on an ongoing basis, as we discussed before in the Ramban. It's got to be a continuous Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, a continuous dedication to be Mefarsem Shmo Yisparach Ba'olam, and that will deepen the Hakara B'Yosech Anachnu, and that's what the Ramban had quoted before, the Pasuk Kiso Mevusas L'Malo B'Zman Shisrael Asuyin Aguda Achas, that when we are in Aguda Achas, and as a nation, we accept Malchus Shamayim B'Simcha, we do it as one indivisible entity, it becomes an ongoing Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim throughout Jewish history. And that's what's going to bring about the achievement of the purpose of creation, namely the Pirsum of Shmo Yisparach Ba'olam. And it makes sense that we should study Parshas Vezos HaBracha, even though we won't read it this week, but as a preparation for Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim, more than anything else, is a Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. What does it mean to do tshuva if not to dedicate ourselves and commit ourselves in an absolute way to the Malchus of Hashem and therefore to His mitzvahs? So we have here, just to summarize the main point of our discussion in the Ramban, an introduction here to the bracha that's going to be bestowed on Klal Yisrael. What's unique? Why is Klal Yisrael ruim lebracha? The answer is because they combine two Kabbalos, the Kabbalas HaTorah and the Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. And this is reflected in the two psukim, Torah Tzivul on Moshe and Vayhi Bishur Melech. And these Kabbalos are relevant for all generations, and they will guarantee that the Torah will be passed on le'olamim. And the Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, as we discussed, has to be kol shivteichem yachad. It's got to be b'saseif Rosh Hashem yachad shivtei Yisrael. That's what makes us ruim lebracha. Our Kabbalah as a nation of Hashem as the Melech is something that automatically is machayev all the generations. In the case of Kabbalas HaTorah in Pasuk Dalid, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, there's no emphasis on Yachad, because the Yachad element is more uniquely related to Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. As a nation, we accept upon ourselves Hashem as Melech. On the other hand, what is emphasized in Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the Kabbalas HaTorah, is Morasha Kilas Yaakov, that we're going to be involved in Dibur B'Divrei Torah, Yisa Midabru Secha, Yomam V'Layla V'Chol Eis Tomid, and that's going to guarantee that Morashahi Kilas Yaakov, the Torah will be passed on through all generations. There was no need for the Pasuk to emphasize that the Kabbalah is Yachad. Of course the Kabbalah is Yachad. That's what Torah is all about. there was a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim B'yachad, and now the Kabbalah is HaTorah B'yachad, B'lev Echad, and that Kabbalah B'yachad will be passed on and transmitted through all the generations, Kihilas Yaakov, because of our love for the Torah, the fact that we speak Torah all the time. That's what the father has to teach his son from the very moment that his son is born. Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, Vayhi Bishur Mel, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. These two Kabbalos, the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Yirotzim if His will, that we succeed in our sincere Kabbalah on this Yom HaKippurim for both Malchus Shemayim and for the mitzvahs, for the Malchus and the Gzeros. And we should fulfill those Gzeros and love Hashem. There should always be an intense level of Simcha. If Hashem grants us that energy in the year to come, it's definitely going to be a most powerful year for us and all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Bring back the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Shav V'Kibetzchon Kol Amim, B'mehera V'Yomenu, Amen.